Paul Foster on WNCW. It is now time for the Friday Feature Interview of the Week. A part of Isothermal Community College is the Foundation Performing Arts and Conference Center, the perfect venue to enjoy live music, theater, etc. This upcoming season, by the way, marks a big anniversary for the Foundation. So to talk all about this is my guest, who's the director. Welcome back, Russell Wicker.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate you having me back again.
Russell, before we talk about this exciting lineup for everybody, tell us a little bit more about the Foundation itself, from the theater to meeting and banquet space, etc.
Well, we have a great facility that includes a state-of-the-art performance center with 1,300 seats. We also have a meeting and banquet space, 7,500 square feet, broken down into three different spaces. We opened in November of 99, and we've been pushing it hard ever since. We serve this community and the surrounding community. We also have local and state organizations coming in because we're a nice centralized facility. We're kind of the Western North Carolina hub of activity, we like to think.
Well, you just mentioned that you guys started in 1999, so here we go, 20 years. You're going into a 20th season, and as you begin to go down your lineup, Russell, I got to tell you, when I looked it over, I thought to myself, this is as good as any lineup maybe you guys have ever put on.
We work hard to try to serve the community every year, and promoting is not a fine art in that there's some kind of formula that you can use. So we're just blessed that we have a community that supports us. Hopefully, everybody will find something they can enjoy.
And that's the thing about it, something for everybody. So many styles of music, so I don't think you can go wrong when you hear this lineup. Russell, take us to the first show, which, hey, is coming up in no time.
It sure is. The first show that we've got this year is adult alternative band from the late 90s, Sister Hazel. They had that big hit, All For You. And the thing about Sister Hazel is that their albums chart on the adult alternative, country, and independent album charts. Their followers are called Hazelnuts, by the way. But I wanted to talk a little bit about kind of a mini-series within a series that we did this year. We kind of put together a Bluegrass Americana set with four different artists. The second show and the first of this group is Emmy Sunshine. Now, I know you've had Emmy in Studio B.
Yes.
She's currently the 14-year-old phenom. She started as an 8-year-old phenom. Singer, songwriter, musician. She sings traditional bluegrass and country, but then in her concert, she'll throw in some Grateful Dead and Somewhere Over the Rainbow. The energy and the spirit that this young woman sings with is really infectious. And then, of course, our second show is Going Across the Mountain Live that we do, of course, with WNCW. This year, featuring the new queen of bluegrass, Rhonda Vincent and The Rage. We're honored to have her. Of course, she's had 7 consecutive IBMA Vocalist of the Year awards, continues to win them. And we have a local group out of Brevard, Carolina Blue, that will act as supporting act, and they're a traditional bluegrass and gospel band. The third in this series is Darren and Brooke Aldridge. They're in February. They're also North Carolina natives, and Brooke won the 2017 IBMA Female Vocalist of the Year. And we have a kind of a local connection, Carly Arrowwood, who is their fiddle player and a songwriter as well, is from right here in Rutherford County, and she won IBMA Special Momentum Instrumental Artist Award last year. So they're our February act. And then a March act, which this woman just keeps winning awards, is Molly Tuttle. Now, last year, she won the IBMA Guitar Player of the Year. She was just nominated for 6 IBMA awards this year. Also includes guitar player, but emerging artist, song, album, recorded event, and guitar player of the year. We're hoping that we can draw in the Americana bluegrass fans out there that are so much a part of the support of WNCW and people in this region.
Quite a list of names, so we're excited about this lineup. And yeah, when it comes to Americana, this is a home for so many, as it has been for years, for those artists here at WNCW. Change genres a little bit. What else can we expect with this upcoming season?
We're bringing in an artist who many of you may know from Postmodern Jukebox, the band. Her name's Aubrey Logan. She was a vocalist and trombone player for Postmodern Jukebox, but now she started a solo career. She's going to join us in November. She just released her first album entitled Impossible. That is music that she wrote, as well as some classic jazz, rock, and funk tunes that she has put her own personal spin on. We also have a couple of tribute shows. Our first one is a tradition for us. Every year we do a Veterans Day celebration and do a show that we offer tickets free to all veterans. This year we're presenting The Highwaymen Live, which is a musical tribute to Willie, Waylon, and Johnny Cash. It's actually the highest grossing tribute show out there. These guys are great. So we thought this is really a country region that the veterans and the other locals would enjoy that show as well. And the other tribute show we have is called Rumors, which is a Fleetwood Mac tribute. These guys are out of Atlanta, and the show is Fleetwood Mac in the height of their career of the late 70s through the 80s. Our final show of the season is The Platters. We've got to do some nostalgia. Doesn't get any better than tunes like Only You, The Great Pretender, and Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. It's always very popular, and it's also Valentine's weekend for those looking for something special to do on Valentine's weekend.
Well, there you have it, folks. Just so many reasons, and I got a feeling some of you are going to be wanting to make more than a purchase to one show when you heard that particular lineup. And I got to tell you this, Russell, I've had, even when I've not had a chance to be there, I've had either friends or family and or others that have come to some of the cover shows, and they've talked about the particular bands that have come here, if it be someone doing the Best of Journey or so many other acts, have walked away saying, man, they were so close to the real thing. I'm so glad I came.
The one thing about tribute bands is they reproduce the music the way we're used to hearing it, which is from our albums or our CDs, the recordings. We appreciate the support we get with our tribute acts.
One of the last questions for you is, if someone is interested in getting some tickets for these shows, finding out more about you guys, if they're thinking I could, you know, would love to find out more about a banquet room and so forth, how could they get in touch with you?
Tickets first. All of the shows I've mentioned are on sale now. You can put your own season package together if you'd like. You just pick at least three shows to get a ticket for. And three or more shows, the rate's reduced. You can get the same seat for every show if you'd like to. Or you can buy individual shows. There's no push on that. You can go online. You can call our box office, or you can drop in, and we'll show you the seating. If you've never been there, we'll take you in the theater and give you a tour. Online, you go to www.foundationshows.org, and that's plural shows. You can also call the box office at 828-286-9990.
He's the director of the Foundation Performing Arts and Conference Center here at Isothermal, Russell Wicker. We always get excited when he comes by because we know he's going to go over the list. Russell, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
Friday features on WNCW are also available as a podcast at WNCW.org. Have a good weekend. I'm Paul Foster.